Just out of wickedness.
What is wrong with you, sir? Like, really?
When you see it the first time,
no, shut
really
up,
mess
shut
with my
up.
Little bit of it. It really messed with my little bit of it. And I'm just thinking, like, what the fuck?
The floor is yours there, Ken. The floor is yours.
And that's how you start your new year. And that's how we start season 2. Remember that?
They said we wouldn't be back.
Streets
but
was
here
talking.
We are. They said we wouldn't do it again. But here we are.
They said what less would be a jail. But here I am.
Lying from jail.
No lie. No lie. No lie. Yeah, you don't know where he's coming from. For real.
New situations, new circumstances.
Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. Back to the Generally Dysfunctional Podcast. I'm your host, Ken. I'm back here with Tachi. How you doing, my good man?
All good, sir. All good, sir.
Nico, what's up?
Side, side in the hood.
What, listen, my brother, what's going on?
Now I'm just thinking about the Hitler mustache.
Oh my my God.
And that's it for Generally Dysfunctional 2020. It's been a good year. See you again in 2021.
Yeah, catch you on next year. That was it, you know.
Oh, shit. But yeah, man, we're back with the hot topics. Good conversation. We're about to start off with some heat. Women are wilding again. Call me surprised. for real. So we got, where did this come from? From Twitter? Or was it?
No, I found it on Reddit.
Reddit's coming at it. I didn't know Reddit was talking like this. I ain't really, you know, I didn't see this nonsense, but yeah, they're coming through with the nonsense again. This one woman obviously scratched the name out because they don't want to put her on blast like that. Any man that requests DNA test is bastard. Period. With the P. Any man.
How do you even say that, man?
How do you say that without a P?
With a T.
How do you even say that? I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Period. You shall remember the P at the end. Any man who does DNA tests on my children without my consent is also a bastard. Anything can happen to make a woman pregnant for another man. Any child I give you is your child. Fuck what DNA said. You heard her. Fuck what DNA said. Obviously, you. Everyone's in agreement here. Yes, yes, yes. No.
Yeah, like
yes.
Her, she's nuts. She's nuts. Whatever she's smoking.
You know what?
I don't want no part of it.
I blame Nigo for this, though. I truly blame Nigo for this.
Whoa! How?
You and your fucking hot girl summer shit. This is exactly. This is exactly. This is where we are. Here the fuck we
started. I just forwarded the agenda.
Yeah, we are. You are. What is hot girl winter? What were you saying? Ken, some time ago, hot girl summer, something winter, and then fucking spring. Any child I said to you is yours. Oh. Okay. I blame you.
Season.
Is it?
Sundress
is it?
Season.
I thought summer was sundress season.
You know what? Every summer is sundress season. Fuck it.
Nigo, I really blame you for this nonsense. This girl is talking. I can't.
You know what? This is bad bitch behavior, and I'm here for it. Get it off. Like if you can get that off, if you can get that off and get away with it, yo, more power to you.
No. Let me just catch you trying to get out this situation when it comes to you as well, man. When this woman want to try drop the baby on you, let me see.
on me, it's different. I said if you can get through that, she's not going to get through that with me. So. Yeah.
Do you hear?
We have
what?
Too many programs. So there's Maury. There's
well, I'm going to shut down Jerry. Shut down Jerry. Jerry got shut down, I think.
Right.
What?
Too many services for me to get to be caught out here like this. At all. Come on now.
Could you be a friend with somebody thinking this kind of talk? And then just broadcast that? Like, you wake up on Facebook.
Acquaintance. Like, what's going on?
Just got hit a yo, that's crazy, and then unfriend.
You, nah, I would like her.
Not even the, not even the friend. It's the block as well.
I would like to let her know I saw it and then unblock myself from it.
I don't want to block it. I don't want to block it. I want to see it every single time to remind me, yo, they're wiling out here. I don't want to forget.
Can you explain to me? Because can any of us even understand the thought process that gets one here?
It's obvious. She don't want to go through the process.
I'm saying she is the soup super hoe.
Of course. And when she wrongly brings a child to a man that has fuck all to do with the child, she wants to get away with it.
Nigo, you know what this is? Nigo.
When he used to get like one woman, 12 children, and she had 12 baby daddies. No, now she's saying, okay, you are the father.
Let's skip the process. Period. Let's skip the process.
That ain't holding up in my court. Yeah, understand? My court gonna ask for that fucking DNA test, and when I find out it's not mine, I'm a happy person. I'm a true fucking barbecue that day. Don't have to deal with stupid bitches.
I blame you a second time, Nigo, because you know why I blame you a second time? She took Ho's life to a new level.
That's not even Ho's life. That's just
Ho is generational.
That's stupid behavior.
And no. She's trying her, she's shooting her shot, so fair enough. But any guy who fall for this shit, man.
Did you say any number of things could make a woman pregnant, right? Other than semen can make a woman pregnant? I would like to know.
Did something call a religion? The religion, sir.
Religion can make you pregnant?
She's trying to tell you that she's going to steal your semen right now. She's trying to tell you.
Listen, she could be right now. She could be birthing the next Jesus. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Easy in 2020.
More like the new Antichrist, man. Come on, friend.
This is too easy. In 2020, I'm going to steal you from the easy shots.
I am just saying, Nigo, shut up. I'm just giving her out. I'm giving her all her out. She could be birthing the next Jesus, so...
Not even Mary's get on this ridiculous, though. Come on.
not even Trucy. Mary did straight up this drop.
Mary's or Miriam's that I know that get on like this. This is ridiculous.
Oh, God.
She didn't score no points for me. She didn't shoot no shot. That's just a dumb statement.
It is, but she's shooting her shot in hopes to gain traction. And she have moments. Yeah.
Any woman that agrees with her could join with, what's his name, Jim Jones, and drink that fucking Kool-Aid right now. Could do without them on this planet.
Jim Jones? What does Jim Jones have to do with it?
Jim Jones do
it. I'm just saying they could drink that. Is Jim Jones was his name? The guy with the massive cuss?
No.
Jones is a New York rapper.
That's what I thought.
Jim Jones had a secret cult.
The only cult I know is a guy who's arrested right now. We don't mention his name between. That's the only guy I don't. We leave him in the past, but yeah.
Yeah, Jim Jones. It's an apocalyptic cause, 900 dead, remember, in the Jonestown. Yeah, there's a bunch of them, they never tell you, drink, you ever heard about the thing, drink the Kool-Aid?
No, it's alright.
That's where it was from.
I remember Kool-Aid being from the guy, well, yeah, I'm busting through the door. I don't know about
all,
that.
Like, drank something I committed.
I mean, I was familiar with the story, didn't know the name. She out here wilding, man.
She 100%. 1,000%, 1,000,000% wild, and prayers go out to the to the poor man that fell for it. Prayers go out.
None. Sorry, with Nigo, I don't know if to say this. With Nigo, if you fell for this shit, there has to be a sucker.
If you fall for
you just play this role.
Nah, yeah, that's crazy. There are too many services out there, man.
You're just playing your role. So.
I was just trying to offer out an olive branch or something.
No, none. Not for this. No, it's different. It is different if you're like in France or something where it's illegal to get a DNA test. Yes. Yes, sir. I offer my condolences. Yeah, in France it's illegal to get a DNA test.
Shit,
unless your court orders it or you have the mother's consent. It's illegal.
Moving.
To where?
Somewhere else that is not France.
Well, I had no intentions of living there. Believe you me, zero intention to that. But you do get one out though in France. And it's time of the birth, you have, I think, up to a month to either see you're the father or not. But if you say you are, there is no changing that shit. You are. But if you say you're not, you have no right to that kid. You don't get to see it, nothing. So it's either you're all in or all out.
I mean, I quite like
but that. I quite not.
I mean, if I say quite, no, I can legitimately say no.
You can say no.
Even though
yeah.
it's mine.
Yeah, you can say no.
That's a vibe. We're all future sons. We're all future.
Fair play. But yeah, like I said, not to this guy. So this guy, not to this guy, Ken. No can do. If he was in France or one of them countries where it's illegal, then yeah. The system got you.
It's giving birth these days.
Sticking with that pregnancy theme. We're heading over to the Mirror. Why do we always pick these tabloids, man? British tabloids are the worst. But yeah, the Mirror hits us up with the story of what they're calling Britain's most modern family. They have a 39-year-old person who's transitioned from a woman to a man, and a non-binary person has conceived a baby with a female sperm donor. And the sperm donor themselves was a trans woman.
I so thought sperm was only supposed to come from men. How could it be a female sperm donor? I have so many questions.
I don't know if he has an uncle aunt or an aunt uncle.
Let me start again. So that we can get the you know when you gotta read the math question over again. So, person transitioned from a woman to a man, married to a non-binary person.
Okay, stop right there. What's a non-binary person?
Doesn't identify as male or female.
So on the driver's permit, what does it have? Male?
I couldn't tell
mother.
You. They did not tell us. I don't like some places they allow you to put the I don't want to say or the other. I've seen it in places, but I couldn't tell you what happens on a driver's license. The sperm donor themselves was a trans woman, which means that they went from a man to a woman. So to answer your question, that's how they got the sperm, because it was a man to a woman, trans woman. The doctor as well was also transgender, but they don't say which way around. So it was the man who transitioned. The woman who transitioned into a man who gave birth to the sperm donor who was a man who transitioned into a woman.
By the doctor, assisted by the doctor who was also a man transitioned into a woman.
Okay, yes, that's the case.
You know what?
Well,
I have nothing against trans people, but...
And I'm assuming that the non-binary person was originally female, otherwise this was originally... they wouldn't have needed a sperm donor.
Yeah,
that's what I'm assuming. Okay, go ahead.
Congratulations, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I can say. That's good job, Cherry.
I feel like it took more effort reading this than it did giving birth.
I felt that this whole transition, it took so much effort in doing that whole thing that they make like man woman relationships look a little bit easier.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm trying to read up on the more information, but it's more like quotes from them. How the relationship started off, but it's dead like most relationships.
This is absolutely nuts. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, congrats, you have a baby, but
yep.
at what cost? At what cost to the life of this child going forward? Gonna get bullied.
Who knows? We won't know. I mean, people pick children or school kids pick very simple reasons to bully other school kids. So,
yeah, you have two dads and one of them is not a dad. I mean, come on.
Some schooling for a reason, private schooling. Yeah. But, you know, that's for the wealthy.
I suppose, but goddamn, this is nuts. I mean...
It's confusing.
I'm entirely confused.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy confused.
I quit halfway. I'll be honest with you guys. I quit halfway. I let you guys work it out and ball. Oh, so that's what they mean. I was not trying to work this out.
I am.
Can still do it, Matt?
I'm still trying to figure this out. In the cycle, okay, it's a boy. Okay, because it was like they weren't mentioning whether they gave birth to a boy or a girl.
Given the history of this family, I don't think you can say it's a boy.
Actually,
we just have to say it's a baby, and
it's been declared. No, it's been declared. We don't know what is the baby decided.
The baby will decide later on.
It's been declared by the transgender doctor to be a boy as of now. That's the most accurate statement.
I give up. Fuck it. Do whatever you all want to do. Don't confuse me.
Do you think they're gonna let the baby decide? Like they're gonna put a piece of paper that's pink and one that's blue?
No, it'll be like
they'll say definitely our child. You know what? Let me not say.
Is it Ken? You can't say nothing because you're confused, Emma.
It just seems like a whole lot of effort. I feel tired from reading this. Like it's like to go over other details. Like the one that gave birth had to stop taking testosterone for several months. For the transition, in order to be able to have enough estrogen in order to give birth, it's like it just seems like so much effort.
Well, they really want that baby.
Yeah, it proves so that my they question, really wanted it.
My question: that woman who stopped taking pills to be a woman again, right? Because she identified herself as a man, so now they stopped taking pills. So does that person, I'm trying to be politically correct, does that person now identify themselves as being a woman to make that child? And nah,
I don't think that changes.
No, well, I'm just saying because you had to identify yourself as a woman because you have a womb to make a child and you had to stop taking your pills to make that child. So you're saying to yourself, okay, I am a woman.
No, because you can identify before you transition. I know that before. For sure.
Right, but when you transition back to being a woman because she stopped it, the person stopped taking the pills.
There's a difference between the biology of the matter and the application. I don't think she stopped identifying, or the person stopped identifying as a man. They just changed the biology of the person.
So that's what I mean. To change the biology of the person, then. You have to admit that, okay, I have a womb, I can get pregnant, I am a woman.
Yeah, but she...
Listen, she just didn't put all the toys away in the chest, okay?
Yeah.
She left some of the toys out on the floor.
And now, as that person makes the baby, do they now take the pills again and do they identify themselves as a man again? Because if it works like that, you could just be swinging... What? Whatever you want to do, then today I can be a woman, tomorrow I can be a man.
You know what that is? You know what that is? That's freedom.
Left and right.
That's freedom.
No, that's confusing.
It probably is fine for them.
And what if now, after making the baby, that person decide, the one who made the baby, decide, yo, I want to keep this little bastard, this little bundle of shit.
This is what
well, you'd hope so after all of the effort that they went through.
This is what America bombs countries for freedom of people.
I got nothing.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen.
They bring democracy, freedom, and they take the oil.
No fakes.
And Starbucks.
Oh my god.
I am lost in this whole thing because y'all don't understand the.
No, we're not going there.
Of my that's mind right. Going no, on right now.
Brother, we refuse to go there.
We're sitting alongside you. You decided to waddle into the pool. We're sitting on the edge with our legs dangling off the side.
We're like, whoa, that's crazy.
It's confusing because someone need to explain this to me.
Just accept it. Okay. This is how it is. This is what has happened. That's all I need to know. No more.
It doesn't work like that.
In the future, if
someone who identifies as a woman and takes a sex change and becomes a woman, a guy, and you get locked up in the woman prison, and then tomorrow, and then the day after, you identify yourself as a man in a woman's prison, something's gonna go wrong. Right there, you can't be switching. That's all I'm saying. You gotta make up your mind. What are you?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
I feel like when we really get there, I just accept that this person gave birth to a baby that is identified as a boy right now. Good job. That's all I need to do. I fulfilled my role.
It is what it is.
Maybe it must be having their fever.
Exactly. I wish that kid a bright future.
When you do that sitting, that'll be sitting down on the toilet rubbing his head, the statue. Well, it's not a toilet, but he's just sitting down, a naked guy sitting down with his hand on his head or his hand under his chin.
What are you looking at?
I know what you're talking about.
You're talking about the Greek statue. Yeah. The Greek statue with the guy sitting down with his hand on his
head. Now I know what he's been thinking. He...
You really no, I don't think that's what you're talking about.
Bro. No, I mean, now I know the stress he's under because I'm trying to figure it out.
I feel like he was thinking about more prolific things.
Yeah. I'm getting a headache. Like, trying to think about this.
Out in the world.
I'm getting a headache thinking about this shit.
Stop! I'm begging you, please, God, stop!
No. For you to accept people, you must understand.
No, you don't. I don't need to understand terrorists. I just accept they are terrorists and I back off. I don't need to do it. No, school.
Yeah, I don't think
you need to understand shit. No. Do you really think you need to understand stupid?
You just have to accept that, hey, this is how they are, this is who they are, and
yeah, as long that's enough for me.
Yeah. I don't understand people that support Arsenal, but you know.
Fuck out of here,
it does affect us because this kid goes to school with your kids, right?
That's not possible.
This kid. I'm just saying, a kid like this, a family like this, sends their kid to school with your kid, and then that kid now invites your kid over for a play date or to spend the night or whatever, and now you have to explain to your kid because he's going to be or she's going to be asking a million questions, and now you're going to have to explain to your kid all of this. How?
No. So,
not really.
You're skipping a very important point. My kid asks to go over to someone's house. I need to know who the parents are first. Listen, I come from the 90s, right? I need to know who their parents are. I need to know their backing information. Where they were.
Wow.
So you find out all of this information. Would you still send your kid there?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I'm not ready to have that kind of conversation with my child.
Well, you're being selfish. Your child might want to have that conversation.
No.
Well, we will have it when I decide.
Hitler.
They wouldn't know to ask those questions unless they go over there. But they're not going to go over there.
So basically, you're hiding a child from the world.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm hiding the world from my child.
There you go.
Do you give your kid the sex talk? At like 7 or 8 years old? Not really.
If they ask questions, I will tell them straight up.
You're not going to tell them everything. You're going to give them...
I'm not going to tell them, but if they ask questions, I'm going to give them the basic knowledge.
And then
I'm
going to find out, okay, where is this question coming from?
Grab them by the collar and be like, if you ever try it, I'm going to fucking bury you.
But you also need to find out where those questions came from.
Yeah.
Because they don't just pop out of thin air. Something has to be influencing them, so you need to get that information.
I will ask that question also. But at the same time, I cannot leave my kid with unanswered questions.
Absolutely not. But what I'm saying is...
You can very easily do that.
What I'm saying is, they're not going to have questions about this family unless they go over there. I'm not going to allow them.
Unless they meet the parents.
No.
In a certain way, so...
Kids of today are totally different to kids to when we were kids, right? It's totally different.
Yes.
You need to explain this shit to these
Why
kids.
Why do you feel a need that you have to?
At a certain point, you will have to because it's the world that they live in, right?
I don't know what's going to happen. You guys are going to be like, try to avoid that question for as long as possible until they learn about it in school through friends or some porn or some shit. I don't know.
No.
I'm happy to discuss stuff.
But 7 years old, absolutely not.
No, it's 7.
You know, 13, 14, sure.
Sure. And I start my nigga with the fact that if my kid asked them to go anywhere, need to know their parents way before that thought comes into their process.
Yeah.
I start my nigga way before that.
Yes, please.
You're still better than me because I need to know the parents. I need to know the neighbors. I need to inspect the parents' house. You understand? I need to inspect the neighbor's house. Next thing, one of the neighbors have a little dungeon where there's be tying up the train, and I'm gonna fuck that.
When I say I need to know the parents, I need to have gone over there myself. We need to have had a drink.
By that time, they're gonna invent some GPS trackers I could put inside my son's neck.
And I'm Hitler.
I need to know where you are if you go missing.
The classic Black Turn.
Yeah. Remember that episode of Black Mirror? Yeah. Where the device in her child's head, she could the images and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love
into more recognizable territory. We're back on Twitter.
Ah,
Nigos home.
Nigo home is Reddit.
I'm Reddit.
But the announcement, let me just say, if you're in a relationship and do not move in with your significant other until you're married, seeing each other is cool. Sleeping over some nights are very cool. But moving in and being around each other every day will drain the relationship. What are your thoughts on this?
Why you put me on the spot? I was hoping that you guys would say first. Where I'm at in life, I am anti-cohabitating, so I'm in full agreement.
In general or just before marriage?
I need a confirmation. There is no kids involved.
I'm just confirming. Why are you jumping ahead?
No, if there's no kids involved, I'm anti-cohabitating, period. But if there's kids involved, then I don't plan to get married.
That's not a question.
If I'm going to get married, then yes, we have to live together. I need to know what's happening in your life, etc., etc., etc. No, thank you.
Why?
What you know that size? That size we make there is he's going to say something fucked up and he just doesn't have to explain it.
He's trying to figure out how
that's
to
do it. That's a true friend
there. I'll be right here, two men.
It's coming, isn't it, Nigo? It's got 2020. It's coming. I just like my space.
Alright.
That's a nice way to put it to me. I just like my space.
Do you think it would drain the relationship being around the person every day?
I think that's only true. Depends on the individual you're with. That's the only honest answer to that. Some people have very upbeat aura that is very good. You can feed off that and you can bounce off each other. But if you have someone who's nagging and stuff, then 100%, yes. It can drain the relationship to the point that it is dead before you get married.
So you prefer to not live with the person, right? Until you get married, and then you get married and you move in. And then you realize that now that you all are married and living in the same place and you all have, you know, combined assets and whatnot, that you hate living with each other because you hate how the other person is. Like, they leave the toilet seat up, or like there's clothes all over the place, or they're just messy in general, or, you know, just like the things that would normally irk you. You didn't see it because you didn't live with them before. You didn't spend an extended period of time together. So the things that normally do annoy you show up. What do you do then?
You see, your problem with your hypothetical, it enforces me into a situation I'm not going to be in. Like I said, no plans to get married. Zero. So,
But you said, if you are married, then you would live with them. So I'm asking, yes. If you do get married, right?
Because I will learn to compromise. I will learn to compromise. I am a very easy person to get along with. I learn to compromise on certain aspects of life. So unless it's something that I deem that is going to significantly affect my way of life. For example, if they keep leaving the milk on the counter and they just don't know how to fridge, something like that will irk me. But I can compromise and put that in there. However, if you keep leaving... Inside? Smoke what?
Cigarettes. They smoke.
No, get the smoke. No.
Anything. No. Anything and everything. You gotta stop smoking weed.
No, I will not be associated with anybody for marriage.
What if they're like, why are you drinking? What if they're like, why are you eating meat for? Like, what's going on?
Certain things that people do. Why do they pause? Of their own home.
Pause. And you think I would have gotten the knowledge of the person that when the person eats or drinks or smoke in their private life and what they tell me after?
Yeah, but it's fine when you're not living together, but all of a sudden you're living together and you're like, let me bun up just real quick. And she's like, nope.
Yeah. And they're like, well, I do this all the time.
Yeah, whose name is on the mortgage?
Both of you.
definitely not happening. No, 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 no. If that's the case, she could move herself to the yard or something.
Yep, and see.
For me, I need to live with this person at least 6 months prior, because that is the interview process.
That's what I'm saying.
That is the interview process. To let
we're
me
here,
know,
bro. You and I, man.
To same let age. Me know if I should get rid of your ass or if I should keep you around. Because if I know I like the air conditioner on 26 and then you like it on 40, then we're going to have fucking problems.
That's a big difference.
That's a boiling inside.
She wanted
that was specific numbers though.
No, I just call her random.
No, if we need separate.
You wanted room temperature. She wanted to boil.
For real.
Right. When I had that saying, cold.
I'm just saying, next thing we move in together and you can't make me a lasagna, be gone. No,
not the lasagna.
Yeah, be gone, be gone. You need
I
to
feel,
to
I feel like you would know what the other person can cannot cook before you even move into the place.
No, but all this is all I don't know. Next thing, every time I show up by her is because she secretly bought a lasagna from some store.
Then you know what?
People do that.
She has good taste and a lot of money because I am over there every day. All the time.
Who's bringing you lasagna? if my girl brought me lasagna, like what are you doing? Let's go out to eat. What is this?
I'm just saying, right?
Christmas every day.
You know, like it's about that. Seeing if we can live together, if we can stand each other, how extreme we will annoy each other. Like I can get over most things. Like shit, like putting the toilet seat down. No, that's really not that hard. No, you can get over those things. Smoking in the house, I'ma just tell her, okay, you can smoke in this room and this room alone. Right?
No, you can not.
Not at all.
Which
no.
is obviously.
Smoking in the house at all.
No, I'll give her room to blaze it up, you know what I'm saying?
It's called a yard. That's what it's called. That room is called a yard.
No, you know what? No. One of those, you know the smoking cabins in the airport? You can have those. No problem.
Yeah.
Do you?
You know, I can compromise, but I need to know that within that 6 months, if you're going to nag me to death or you're going to respect my space as much as I respect your space and your stuff. So that 6 months is the interview process. We need that interview process.
Yeah, I'll do a year instead of 6 months because I need to know how you are for every holiday. Every holiday.
No, so I don't need all that holiday. I need from August to February, right? I need my birthday. Diwali, of course Diwali, right? For Eid, I need Christmas, New Year's, I need Carnival. That's the most important things. I just need those.
I need June to June. I need a full year, June to June. You see the summer months? You're moving for summer. So now I'll see like your summer attitude. And then I'm going to see your transition from summer.
You don't want to see our hot girl?
Right? Just wait. I'm going to get there. But it's my girlfriend. Right, so I will know if she's a hot girl or not. Right? Chances are she is because that's what I like. But regardless, you're gonna see how you transition from summer moods and summer attitudes into the winter attitudes. Are you prepared for winter? If you're not, then you have a problem. Are you helping prepare the house for winter? Are you putting up decorations and shit? If not,
that's
you have a
saying.
Problem. And then we need to know, okay, well, how soon do you take down the decorations before, like after Christmas? Are you prepared for New Year's? Who are we having over at the house?
Wow. See all this?
What is
see
your January this? Like? Is it a long January or a short January?
Let me just live by myself, innit? You see all this? You see all this thinking about some...
Nah. You need to be around for Carnival. So I know who man you're going and wind up on. How you're rolling for Carnival. Let me see.
That's your wife. Why is she going out for Carnival? Actually, none of my business, right? It's none of my business, sir. That's your wife.
I just don't want to end up living in a house with someone who I had not lived with before. And
you find out that
and like if I know like they squeeze the toothpaste from the middle instead of rolling it all the way to the top and then taking it out that way.
That will be your final straw, Eagle. Really? That is your final straw.
Like they put the toilet paper up instead of down.
Yeah, you know, I hear that. I would actually bust a bitch's head for that.
That's not saying I mean, they don't sharpen the knives in the kitchen, they're all dull. There's certain things that you need to know.
Nah, but for real, I'm that guy that squeezes the toothpaste from the middle. Because I just don't give a shit.
We can't be friends anymore.
But when the toothpaste is coming down to the end, I make sure and, you know, I rub it from the back, go forward to push everything up, you know what I'm saying? And then I roll it.
Even if it's a new tube of toothpaste, I roll it.
Wow.
You're so scaring me, man.
Yo.
I'm going to just bring my toothpaste, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Do you want to cut the pack also?
Yeah.
No.
You cut the pack to scoop
up. No, not anymore. I mean, you're supposed to be bougie. You're supposed to be bougie. Oh, you bougie. You cut it open.
I just roll it out from the back.
Listen, I have black parents, and I am black myself. I grew up with some black-ass grandparents and aunts and uncles, and they cut everything. They cut the lotion bottle, the toothpaste container, everything, my nigga.
You guys are about getting all your money's worth, but down to the last penny must be stretched.
Absolutely.
Do they split the toilet paper in half?
No. We don't.
Well, half wipes?
We buy two ply.
Yeah, it's two ply. So you know, you pull it in half, so you get two rolls instead of one.
No. We don't do that one.
I'm worried you guys took them with some half wipes. I'm like, suspect.
No, if people are wiping asses with a single ply, I don't want to shake their hands.
Yeah, no, you can't trust them. You can't trust them. The same way you can't just trust people who leave their phone battery to get to
20%. Yeah. No, it's not happening. Speaking about not trusting people, should there be consequences for adultery? This is an open question.
Yes, stoning.
I'm going here.
What, bury you for... Next,
I am done here.
When your head up,
you see how Nigel took this conversation? You see how Nigel immediately ejected himself? I am verbally saying I am not getting involved anymore.
No. I just had to Google adultery real quick. I just didn't know.
I wasn't
sure I was correct or wrong in my
head. But for real thing,
I don't care. Do whatever you want it. If you want to cheat, if a girl want to cheat on me, fine. At least when you cheat on me, pack your bags and leave one time. That's the punishment. That's me.
Man, this is straight so weird. Adultery. Like, if it's this, it's horning. Is there a consequence? There's already a consequence of horning. You get left. Or you get
horned. Or you get HIV.
I mean,
that's different.
We're going to hope that if you're doing your horning, you know, you're
strapped. Just being safe. We hope. If you're not sensible, then I think the punishment is great. Way greater than just leaving you.
Sexual help for 2020. That's what we want. But, I mean, there is already a consequence for adultery.
Oh, but some people listen to that have no consequence at all.
If you're good at it, there would be no consequence, I suppose. If you lower it
half, is it criminal? Is adultery criminal, do you think?
No. I mean, if you're Catholic, I suppose, but Catholics never did anything about their criminals, so... You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
2020, Nigo. Just remember, you said it.
Yeah.
I think should be consequences. If you choose to cheat and the person chooses to leave you, that's on you. So that's your consequence.
Should it inflict the consequence?
Who?
So the government should inflict the consequence.
Government should have no business in a relationship. The government should have no business in a relationship unless it's abuse. Where you get the police involved. But if it's a romantic relationship, the government should have no impact on your relationship whatsoever.
But what if the abuse is part of the romantic side?
Pardon?
I'm staying away from that one.
What if the abuse is part of the romantic side of the
relationship? No.
You see? No.
Because some people like to be abused.
Why are you always like this? Why must you do this?
I do agree with him, though. Some people do like that. So, you just have to know how to do it. It's either you squeeze the sides of the throat, you don't put pressure on the center.
I've known some people that if their spouse don't hit them or argue with them or insult them, that they don't feel like they are loved.
You mean like...
You know what's funny? You know what's funny though? Me. Wait, you know what? It was very funny. I don't know anybody like that. Anytime somebody come and tell me this, I just still don't know them.
You know why you don't know anybody like that? Because you don't talk to people and get to know people down to the no, no. to their core. No,
no, you know? I don't want to get to know anybody like that because I don't want that kind of vibe around me. I don't want that aura around me.
We need to write that. Don't bring that aura.
There you go.
Them don't bring that aura.
Yeah, they actually do.
They don't bring it to you. You just start talking and you know you're getting to know a friend and they're cool, but they're like, yo, you know, if my wife or my husband don't yell at me at a few, like they're not noticing me or they don't care.
That
about
there
me.
Tells me you have some unfortunately you may have some issues you need to talk to somebody about, and I'm not the right person for the job. So I'm gonna remove myself from that situation.
Yeah, I mean it's still legal in some places. Like mostly in the Muslim territories like South Somalia.
I thought you were staying away from it.
I'm just saying, like, the stolen, like, what was alluded to earlier, fines.
In Muslim countries.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Somalia, they got...
Wait, where do you guys go with this?
We're saying that these are the places where it's illegal.
For women.
And it goes anywhere between... For both. It goes anywhere between a fine...
So the whippings and stuff.
Imprisonment, flogging, the death penalty, and, it's mainly women, though. It's illegal in South Korea, apparently. 5,500 people between 2008 and 2015 were prosecuted.
How much change is worth death? And can it be one? Like, it has to be, like,
if
one time.
What if it was just Bezos' ex-wife?
If it's the fire among fire, maybe it might be worth it. Maybe it's one of those things where if I do this, I'll die happy.
So, Rihanna.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't know if Rihanna. How do you know Rihanna has the fire?
What is that dead fuck? What if it was a dead fuck after all that, nigga?
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, right? I'ma go there. I'ma leave my wife, my kids, everything. Go there.
I don't think that's worth it. It has to be the most fire among fire.
For real.
I said that.
And what you currently have has to be dirt, like in comparison.
I mean, we could share.
Nah.
Nah. Then it's not adultery at that point. It's not adultery at that point.
Did you just say you could come along? Did you just tell your wife? Sit in our seat over there in the hotel. I'm going to just do this real quick.
If it's Rihanna. No, come on, man.
Do you reckon you could convince your significant other that you had the opportunity to sleep with a superstar? And it was a one-time gig. You think you could convince...
This has already been done, bro. Come on.
No. I cannot convince... I'm not going to convince my wife.
I get that... one, she gets one. That's how it goes.
No, she doesn't get the one. She doesn't get the one. You're the one with the opportunity.
Well, like, then she's sticking, because I get the one.
You got the text from Rihanna. Rihanna's posting it up on Twitter with the DMs saying, let's do it. But ask permission from your wife first. What... Do you reckon you could convince your wife?
Absolutely, yo. That's a win for both of us.
Nah, fuck that.
My wife would be saying, going raw, not up that club. Shoot up that club. Get the paycheck.
I wouldn't even entertain that.
You're better man than me because I am entertaining it. I am paying for the pay-per-view. I am DVRing it.
No.
I have a whole YouTube series around.
Who's Rihanna? Yeah, I'll be up in there.
Like, I'll be honest, I've never cheated in my life, and I don't think I want to do it.
Yo, black men don't cheat.
It's not cheating at this point. You're asking.
You see that black men don't cheat bullshit?
I've never cheated, and I'm a black man. Black men don't
cheat. Whatever. So when you're fucking the outside woman, you're turning white.
I've never done that, sir.
Oh, okay.
What is this outside woman you're talking about, sir?
Anyway, I've never seen
inside
it, and I don't want to even go there or try it. Or if I'm hanging out with somebody and somebody just tried to kiss me, man, I'm a freak out. I'll be like, whoa, fam.
Yes,
nah,
that would be rape.
Listen up. Me studying the rape aspect in it, yes.
Sexual assault.
I ain't even studying that. You know, it's just, come on. I got a wife.
For the 2020.
No, I was always like that. Why would I risk one night that can mash up my entire life? Fun for one night and it mash up my entire life.
See, here's the problem. So, you're thinking right now. A lot of people in the moment don't think like that and just go with the flow.
I've been in a situation before.
I am not saying this. Yeah, okay, but you're applying your logic to other people, assuming they are thinking the same way that you are. There are some people that like the thrill. Some people live for the high, for that dopamine rush. So to them, it's just.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me. I'm specific.
Yeah, and I'm saying.
I don't care what them do. I would never tell you guys cheat or don't cheat. That's your choice at the end of the day.
Wait, hold up.
Don't cheat.
I hope you tell me. If Rihanna's legs spread, you tell me, boy, if you don't bust that up, that you're not a true friend.
I would tell you at the end of the day, it's your decision, and you got to do what you feel like you should do.
Nah. As my home, are you supposed to say, yo, does your wife know about this? And if I say yes, then, you know, all right, bro, go treat her. If I say no, then you go, yo, fam, hold up. Because I don't want to be making a Kevin Hart documentary, okay?
Shots fired.
But Kevin Hart just paid for the documentary.
True say. Nigo, that could be two money. That could be two sets of money.
I don't want an apology tour.
Nigo. That's two sets of money. Nigo, that's two sets. You have money from Ducky Rihanna up, and you got money from the apology tour and for the documentary.
I know.
You're sleeping on money.
Gets money.
But anyway, at the end of the day, it's everybody's personal decision, and it's up to you, because you can tell somebody, hey, don't do this a million times, and they could still go and do it. So it's
like I said, guys. My final answer is, I think there should be consequences. There's already social consequences for it. I don't believe someone should get beat for cheating and all that stuff. I don't believe. Unless you give somebody AIDS or something, then that's a whole different story. But
you know, off with their heads.
I'm done here. Next.
I mean, it's been good. This is what we like to call a good comeback. Don't you think, fellas?
There's some suspect statement what let's make, but yes.
It wouldn't be very dysfunctional unless there were suspect statements.
You know what? You are right. You're absolutely right. So you know what? Great comeback.
So yeah, it's been a while, so I don't entirely remember how to do this. But yeah, thank you for listening to the Jerry Dysfunctional Podcast. Catch us up on all the DSPs, your Spotify's, your Apple's, your WhatsApp's, your Google's, and all that shit. Get us on all of the Twitters, Facebooks. Where else are we? Apparently, are we on Reddit? We haven't read it?
We're not ready yet. Not yet.
All right. Soon to come. But yeah, this has been your boy Ken, and it's been a pleasure being yours. Peace.
Peace.
What they said.